I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 18th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch thinks schools should be closed on Election Day this year. Koch will ask the school committee next week to cancel classes on November 8th, so more schools could be used for voting locations. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says closing schools on Election Day is a great idea because safety and security is an issue when schools are used as voting places while classes are in session. Mulvey says it's difficult to secure the school buildings when they're used as voting places, and there is also limited parking on Election Day. Schools will already be closed on the primary Election Day on September 6th because of teacher training. But Koch also wants to cancel classes on the general Election Day of November 8th. Five Quincy schools need some major repairs and renovations. Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the City Council to approve a plan to seek some state funding to make updates to the Broadmeadows and Point Webster Middle Schools and the Wollaston, Montclair, and Parker Elementary Schools. Koch will ask the City Council on Monday night to seek reimbursement from the Massachusetts School Building Authority for various improvements, including new windows, roofs, and heating systems. The City Council will meet remotely Monday at 6:30. The body of a missing scuba diver was found off the coast of Florida yesterday and was later identified as Dr. Robert McIntyre of South Shore Hospital. McIntyre came to work at South Shore in 2012 as a hospitalist, a physician who treats inpatients, and went on to become medical director for the Division of Hospital Medicine and then chairman of the Department of Medicine. The U.S. Coast Guard tweeted a breaking announcement yesterday that other agencies were searching for McIntyre, who was last seen diving near Lake Worth Inlet in Palm Beach County. His body was later found by Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office diving teams. McIntyre was 58 years old and identified by family as the chief of medicine at South Shore Health. He was a graduate of the Boston University School of Medicine. McIntyre, referred to as Bob in the statement, was known for his intelligence, compassion, and sense of humor. Family members said he was visiting Florida on vacation. Congressman Stephen Lynch announcing funding for the Gavin Foundation was included in a bill that has been signed into law. The spending package provides $1 million in funding to the Gavin Foundation that'll be used to construct a new treatment facility for women in Dorchester and expand access to critical programs and resources to help those struggling with substance abuse. The money will be used to reconstruct St. Gregory Parish in Dorchester into Eileen's House, a residential center for women trying to recover from substance abuse. A bill aimed at banning race-based discrimination targeting hair texture and hair styles was unanimously approved by the Massachusetts House yesterday. The legislation specifically prohibits discrimination based on natural and protective hairstyles, such as braids, locks, twists, Bantu knots, and other formations. Supporters say black women in particular have faced pressure in school and the workplace to alter their hair to conform to policies biased against natural hairstyles. Democratic Representative Chyna Tyler, a sponsor of the bill, said it's important to help parents protect their children's identity while at school, while also protecting those in the workplace who feel pressure to alter their looks. The 155-0 vote comes just 2 days after the Biden administration voiced its support for a similar effort at the federal level. The bill now heads to the state Senate. Well, at Boston bars yesterday, if people weren't there to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, they were there to watch March Madness. Governor Baker has expressed support for sports gambling here. No bill has passed yet. In the summer of last year, the House approved a sports betting bill, with only 3 representatives voting against it. Since then, the bill has been sitting in the Senate Ways and Means Committee, waiting for review. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 417. The NASDAQ rose 178. And the S&P added 53. Asian markets also higher. The dollar and the euro rose, oil now at almost $106 a barrel. And sports, Celtics are in Sacramento tonight at 10 to play the Kings. The Bruins in Winnipeg at 8 to play the Jets. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Tonight's cloudy, a low of 42. Tomorrow, rain. Could be heavy at times. High 55. Scattered showers Sunday. High 58. Sunny 55 for Monday. The boater waves about a foot. Light west-southwesterly winds and a high tide right before 12:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:50, set at 6:53. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, March 18th.